listening to Sandbox Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Damon Arundel.
Magic is a wonder, is a mystery unsolved, when in the hands of a man who matches his white gloves pulling a white rabbit out of a black hat. When it's just tricks pulled out of thin air, we love to love magic. But when it is holy, when it is sacred, we suddenly fear that these tricks performed by woman have made our God disappear. Fear it so much we write songs about it. I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see that she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Her name was Tituba, delicate honeyed word on the tip of teeth and tongue. Feels like origami and sounds like a prayer, like a plea for help when breath has almost left the body. A last Hail Mary you might send from your lips because your hands are tied behind your back. And all you can hope for is to appeal to the humanity of your captors. But that requires your captors to see you as human, a wholly different kind of magic, which is how she got here in the first place. Echoed voices in the night, she's a restless spirit on an endless flight. See how high she flies, witchy woman, she got the moon in her eye. Tituba, a relatively unknown legend, a slate wiped clean by his story. Brown-skinned enslaved woman, a recipe for anonymity. And yet, there she was at the beginning, trying to heal the afflicted two young girls she thought were possessed. You look at the center of all things, and you will often find a brown-skinned woman uplifting everyone and everything. I know you want to love her. Let me tell you, brother, she's been sleeping in the devil's bed. And there's some rumors going round. Someone's underground. She can rock you in the nighttime till your skin turns red. Who did you pray to, Tituba? Were you granted breath enough for a wish or a prayer? To beg forgiveness or salvation, did anyone in their piety pray for you? As a child, you were never the captain of your own ship. Pray to where the riptide pulled you. Arawak girl stolen from your village to the island of Barbados, sold into slavery, and brought to the northeastern shores of what would soon become America. There was no magic to protect your childhood. Caught brown-handed and beaten into a confession as false as their empathy by your enslaver. No one ever wondered, if you were really a witch, why didn't you save yourself or free yourself? You were trying to save them the only way you knew. Damned if you don't, and damned if you do, I wonder who Tituba prayed to. They called you witch. Called you evil, casting blame like broken glass while never looking into a mirror. But isn't that the greatest magic trick? how they made both your humanity and their own disappear. They cast stones, so she cast some too. On the witness stand, she preyed on their fear and sowed it like seeds. Then she fed them her stories and watched the vines and flowers grow thick enough to strangle and poison and suffocate. Tituba gave the longest of all the testimonies in the Salem witch trials and created a whole ensemble for her play. Tituba gave the people what they wanted. A tall, white-haired man in a dark coat, accompanied by an array of beasts. A black dog, a red cat, a hog, a winged, two-legged creature with the face of a woman. The devil made me do it. Said he'd kill me if I didn't. Confessions were rare, and so were details, making her tale and perspective necessary. She gave herself value. And so the brown-skinned witch, who had conversed with the devil, sat in jail for 15 months, the first to confess and the last to be released. The brown-skinned witch, with no magic of her own, who was never hanged and never drowned, walked out of the villagers' jail and out of history. You got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, turning my heart into stone. Tituba, magic woman, I just can't leave you alone.
Damon Arundel.